This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, where it's all about information, education, and resources for those of us caring for an elderly loved one. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and president of Senior Care Consulting. Just want to thank you for being here this morning. Really, really appreciate you tuning into the program. And I'm just hearing from more and more people that they never miss a single episode of Senior Care Live. They actually refer to it as appointment radio. So that's just, I'm just so honored by that. Thank you so much for everyone who tunes into this program each and every week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you have a question about the program or how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. That's a toll-free number. It's available 24 hours a day. We have operators always standing by to take your call, 1-800-331-6445. And also don't forget to check out the website Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. If you visit online, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for the e-newsletter, that's free of charge, and check out our upcoming free educational events. All right, I am going to cut right to our first guest. It is my honor to introduce my friend Peter Newman, CPA. And don't forget, Peter Newman, he is in his 32nd year of the program Moneyline with Peter Newman. It's on the KMBZ station. It's on the FM side on 98.1. So listen to the rest of this program, take a lunch break, and then be sure to tune in with Peter from 1 to 3 every Saturday on 98.1 FM. Peter Newman, thanks for being here on Senior Care Live, and welcome.
Steve, always glad to be with you.
All right. And so this is kind of funny. I've been your guest several times on your program, and I've been wanting to have you in on Senior Care Live to talk about just taxes and how that relates to our seniors. So,
Steve, I can remember you being on my program, and I kept telling you, you ought to go on radio. And you did just exactly what you should have done.
I did. And it's been an absolute blast. The listenership of this program is just, it increases every single month, especially since moving here to Talk 980 AM. So just really, really happy to be here. So let's talk about, an area that most people, frankly, they're not very knowledgeable about. And that's your area of a high level of expertise. And that's taxes, and specifically tax breaks and tax opportunities for our seniors in Kansas City.
And, you know, there are a ton, literally speaking, you know, yeah. that's a standard word, but there are a ton of really good tax breaks, both nationally at the federal level yep. and at the state level, both Missouri and Kansas.
And I suppose there's probably a difference many times between the two states.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a big difference, as there is in everything concerning taxation. Yeah. Nothing is the same. It's all complicated.
All right, so let's start off with the basic level of care, and that's where most of the care, frankly, is provided, the caregiving by the family, what I call family and friend caregivers. So it's the unpaid caregivers, and if you monetize that, it's worth billions and billions of dollars every year. So if I'm a caregiver and I am providing care for my spouse, or I might be the son or daughter caring for a parent, do I have any opportunity to maybe claim some of that effort in a tax-related basis or not?
Generally speaking, where it's a related party, especially a spouse, for yeah. example, generally no.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean, for example, that you can't go out and hire somebody that's not necessarily, let's say, a nurse, a registered nurse,
okay.
to do certain help. But generally speaking, related parties, it creates a problem. You can do it, but you really got to be very careful the way you do it.
Okay. And so then let's move to that next level then. So the home care, and you just referred to that. So if I hire a home care company to come in and help me with my activities of daily living, and this would be non-medical in-home assistance through like some of our friends, you know, Thoughtful Care and Senior Helpers. And there are like 200 or 300 providers in the marketplace. But and they're around $21, $22 an hour, usually a 2 to 4 hour minimum. Are you saying that I might be able to claim those expenses on my taxes?
Well, let's be clear about what can and cannot be claimed.
Okay.
Number one, there has to be a medical purpose. It can't just be simply having somebody come in and take care of a home and from time to time give you a prescription drug or something. There must be a medical purpose. Now, that doesn't mean you have to hire a professional company to do it. You don't have to be, as I said, a nurse to do it. But there must be a medical purpose. In other words, it's something where the doctor says, you need help. And that can go as far as taking pills. It isn't the only thing, obviously. But generally speaking, there's at least two of activities of daily living that a person cannot do that he needs help with.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of falls in line with long-term care insurance reimbursement. Typically, there are six major activities of daily living. You have to trigger at least two of those, and then that will trigger the payment from the long-term care insurance policy, generally speaking. So this kind of falls in line with that requirement.
It does. The key factor always is it has to be more than personal care. It can't be somebody who's coming in and just helping you a little bit here and there, but taking care of your home, ironing, cleaning, all those things that are really personal in nature mm-hmm. as opposed to medical in nature.
Okay, and so how do you support that medically? Does a doctor need to write a letter or a prescription or an order?
It's always best to have something put down by a doctor or physician saying that my patient ABC, because of this reason or that reason, does need assistance at home, and I recommend that individual do exactly that or something to that effect. That way, at least you've got some proof that you did need it.
Okay, so then what about as we start moving up the ladder? So home is no longer so if there's a medical base and a physician would support that, then you can deduct. Do we have some limits on that? What are we getting into there?
Well, limits are provided by the Internal Revenue Code. That is to say, an individual, in order to get a deduction for any medical, whether it's prescription drugs, whether it's long-term care, whether it's doctors, dentists, whatever you have, in order to get $1 of deduction, if they're over the age of 65, mm-hmm. they have to exceed 7.5% of their income. So they made, say, $100,000. That means nothing is deductible on the first $7,500. Anything over that would be. And that is the first hurdle, by the way. There's another hurdle, and that is a standard deduction that's allowed by the Internal Revenue Code. So there's two hurdles. The hurdle first of the medical deduction, 7.5% for those over 65. And by the way, now 10% for those people under the age of 65.
Okay.
So that's changed within the last year or two. But clearly, very few people, Steve, my experience is very, very few people end up getting a deduction for medical. Normally, the key factor is going into a long-term care facility. That'll almost always throw you over the bridge, so to speak.
Absolutely. So, and that's where I was going next with this. So if home is no longer an option and you need to make that next step up, then you're looking at, and we'll get rid of independent living because that's going to be similar to living in your home as far as the tax deductibility.
Right.
So we would be moving then into the assisted living level, which, and you do have to have a doctor's order to enter. And then of course the nursing home level. And in our area, you're looking at $6,000 plus. If you're looking at an assisted living facility could get up into the $8,000 range per month. I mean, it's getting very expensive. And then the nursing home, $6,500 for a semi-private room, $8,000 to $10,000 is kind of right down the middle for a private room. You could get over that $7,500 mark or that 7.5% mark in just in a month.
Absolutely. And that's very typical. But good planning is critical here. That's why you and I both agree probably that long-term care insurance is so important in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that as we get older, according to the stats, probably 70% of all people, according to what I know, will probably at one time or another require some assistance long-term care.
Yep.
And that is the only way you can cut down that devastating cost. It's a worthwhile investment, if it's done the right way, by the way.
Absolutely. And we have a long-term care insurance specialist connected to Senior Care Live, Steve Johnson in Olathe. He's also Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. He does a lot of business with families on the Kansas and the Missouri side of Kansas City. We were just talking about this, and we were thinking, you know, some people think that long-term care insurance is expensive, but if you look at it, it's a tremendous value. It's a no-brainer. Okay, so let's just break this down. A trip to Starbucks every day, and you could pay for a great long-term care insurance policy. Now, there are a lot of variables there, but for a fraction of a one-month stay, you could be covered for an entire year.
And look at the statistic. Look at your chances of having to use this kind of insurance as opposed to your home, your car. I mean, the statistics are given. It's a fact. That it's clearly important because most of the other insurance you probably never use. You don't want to use any of them.
That's
but
right.
You're probably going to be locked in to probably having to use. And the good thing about it is it's not just at a long-term care facility. It's good for you at home if you have to stay home as well.
Absolutely. And so I think the statistic 70-75% of people over the age of 65 will use long-term care. And that policy is going to come into play. So Peter, I'm going to give out your phone number here. If that's okay, for our listeners, Peter Newman can be reached. Peter Newman, CPA, 913-381-4141. That's 913-381-4141. And Peter, after the break, let's get into the weeds on some of the big deductions that we can take.
We'll do it.
All right. The Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicaid pays for the assisted living level of care in the state of Kansas. Is this statement true or false? Medicaid pays for the assisted living level of care in the state of Kansas. Is this statement true or false? Tune in for the answer right after the break. We'll see you in just a minute. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more about the information on this program and how we can help you and your family, call the toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now. Call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you don't have a radio, you can stream this program live to any electronic device by going to SeniorCareLive.com. Just click on the Listen Live button, and it'll go straight to your phone, your iPad, your tablet, whatever you have. It's really that simple. Now, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicaid pays for the assisted living level of care in the state of Kansas. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. However, there's a major catch. Most assisted living facilities do not participate in the Medicaid program, so your choices are limited just right out of the gate. And Medicaid does not pay for, typically, for the full amount of the expenses at the assisted living level. Most of the times when I'm working with families through my firm, Senior Care Consulting, the families have to contribute a little bit of money to that equation to make it work out. So it gets very, very tricky when you're dealing with Medicaid at the assisted living level. All right, back to my special guest, Mr. Peter Newman, CPA. They call him the tax man. He's here live in the studio today. Don't forget to tune in to Peter's program, Moneyline, with Peter Newman. Peter, you're way ahead of the curve, 32 years. You're doing financial-related radio programs before anyone even knew how to spell that.
Actually, I was the first person in the country other than Bob Brinker, who broadcast out of New York. We were the very first one, but it's become a big thing now, as you know, because it's important.
It is important. It is important. So Peter, I could talk to you all day long. We only have the rest of this segment, and I would love to have you back to talk more about this stuff, but let's talk about medical deductions and some of the differences, major differences, between the states of Missouri and Kansas.
And there are some big, big differences. In the past year, under Governor Brownback, because of financial problems in the state of Kansas, the medical deduction has been completely eliminated. There is no medical deduction in the state of Kansas. Now, that's as opposed to Missouri, which is a lot more generous. For example, in the state of Missouri, medical insurance premiums are deductible and are not even a part of the itemized deductions.
Hmm.
So you get that no matter what.
Right off the top.
Oh, no question about it, toward adjusted gross. The medical deduction, other than that, flows through as it does, but depending upon what you get at the federal level. So, again, you got to exceed, as I said, the 7.5% adjusted gross.
Yep.
For those over 65, under 65, you got to exceed 10%. So much better from that point of view, no question, to be a Missouri resident.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So thank you, Kansas. Well, I think everything will get turned around here before too long. I pray. My glass is always half full, and I'm very optimistic. So, all right. So let's, you had mentioned off my kind of in between segments here about the taxation of the Social Security benefits.
Right. Now, interestingly enough, Social Security at one point was never taxable. About 20 years or so ago, some part of Social Security became taxable, with as much as 50% being taxable. Now we could go up to as much as 85% of Social Security being taxable. But you have to reach a certain level of income. For example, in the case of individuals, a single taxpayer, single individual, you have to be over $25,000 on modified adjusted gross income, which includes half of the Social Security benefits. It's not a simple computation, but by far and away, the majority of Americans do pay on 85% of their Social Security benefits.
Hmm. Wow. All right. So for our listeners, as you can tell, this is complex, complicated stuff. Peter, I imagine the rules are changing all the time.
Can I tell you, they change constantly.
Yeah.
This taxation system is, as you know, and I'm a big believer, is just too complicated.
It's out of control.
Oh, it's completely out of control.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, government will not solve this problem. They should. They won't. There's a better way to go. We talk about that on Moneyline all the time, so we won't bother you with it here.
Flat taxes and all these simplified tax strategies.
Oh, there are so many smart ways to go at it and save millions of dollars and hours of wasted time.
Yeah, absolutely. So for our listeners, if you're trying to do your taxes on your own, and Peter has said something that just kind of just lit the light bulb, and you're like, oh my, we didn't know that. Well, we didn't think you could do that. Call Peter. Just go straight to the source. Call the expert, Peter Newman, CPA, 913-381-4141, 913-381-4141. And Peter, you work with families on both sides of the state line.
Oh, certainly. In fact, we work with them all over the country.
All over. Okay. All right. There you go. All right. So Peter, one thing that's, As you know, I help families find the right senior care community. More and more, I'm getting calls from couples wanting to downsize and move into a continuing care retirement community. And we're blessed to have several, you know, excellent choices here in the Kansas City area. But some of the CCRCs have these life care contracts where they might have an entrance fee of, it could be $100,000 to $300,000. It could be a little higher than that. That's kind of right down the middle. And then you have an ongoing monthly fee. And then the concept is to age in place, where you could, you know, if you need more help later, you know, you can start off in independent living. You can go to assisted living. You can go to the nursing level of care. But I'm understanding that a big part of that big check you write up front is tax deductible. Is that true?
And that is true. But the key that you have to check is you need to check with facility. There are so many options out there today, and each separate entity has different calculations that get made. They will provide to you what's been cleared as best as they know to get a deduction. And in many cases, this upfront cost, as you say, it can be as much as $150, $200, $250, depends on where you are, of course. And a big chunk of that is deductible in the first year, and then you continue to get monthly deductions on what you're paying. So this is one of the really good ways to get it. It's not always a smart way to go. You got to know all the facts, all the circumstances. Yeah. You got to know your financial position. Make sure you're working smartly with your money. Mm-hmm. But yes, this is one of the big, big deductions. But you got to do it in a year in which you have income. What good is the deduction going to do you if you only have $100,000 of income? It's not going to do you much good. So you got to do tax planning.
Absolutely. And like you said, you have to clear that 7.5% threshold, and then anything over that. So with that big upfront check, you know, a lot of people kind of gasp at that, but they're looking for folks who just sold their house. They usually own their home free and clear, and they can take that and then invest it in one of these life care contracts. And you have the peace of mind knowing that you'll be cared for throughout the rest of your life, and you get potentially a big tax break on that. So.
And it's especially true for individuals who are single. You know, when you have a partner, sometimes life obviously can be a little simpler in that regard. You can have help maybe, but where you're single especially and you don't have anybody to rely on, it becomes critically important for those individuals.
All right, Peter, we have about 30 seconds. This time has just gone by so quickly. You wanted to mention a break that everyone may qualify for on both sides.
And I'll do it real quick.
Yeah.
In the case of Kansas and Missouri, there's a special available money back, even though you have not put in one penny to the state. In Kansas, it's called the Kansas Homestead Credit. Mm-hmm. In Kansas, you must be a homeowner. In Missouri, you can be a homeowner or a renter. I'm not going to go into details other than to tell you that in the state of Kansas, you got to be over the age of 55. In the state of Missouri, over the age of 65. There's certain income limitations. You can get back as much as $750 from the state of Kansas. You can get it back as much as $1,100 from the state of Missouri. Don't miss this opportunity.
All right. Peter Newman, CPA, 913-381-4141. Listen to his program from 1 to 3 on 98.1 FM. Peter, thanks for being here today.
Glad to be with you.
All right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, the toll-free number for Senior Care Live, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can always listen after the fact to our podcast. Go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any previously aired episode. It is really that simple. And just another quick thanks to my friend Peter Newman for being on the program. And look, if the lights kind of went on for you and you're like, oh my goodness, I think we missed out on some big deductions, call Peter Newman. Have Peter do your taxes or amend the return that you've already filed. Give Peter Newman a call. There's no one better. 913-381 4141, and he does taxes Kansas, Missouri, and literally all over the country. 913-381-4141. And again, Peter, thanks for being on the program today. Okay, so we're going to shift gears, and I want to introduce my good friend Judy Wechter. She's a registered nurse and community educator with Crossroads Hospice. And Judy, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. And so we're going to be talking about National Healthcare Decisions Day. But Judy, before we do that, let's just throw out a quick teaser because these quarterly free educational events that you and I, Senior Care Consulting and Crossroads Hospice, that we're putting on, these things are just becoming very, very popular, and we're having attendance just continues to increase. So for our listeners, let's just throw out a save the date. We'll give you a lot more information in the next few weeks, but save the date. The next one is Wednesday, May the 18th, and that's going to be from 9 to noon like they always are. Check in at 8:30 for registration and a free continental breakfast, but just block that date out, or that time out, on the day Wednesday, May 18th. That's from 9 to noon. This one, we're going to head east. We're going over to see our friends in Lee's Summit at the Gamber Center on 4 Southeast Independence Avenue in Lee's Summit at the Gamber Center. Most folks from that area know exactly where that is. A fantastic location.
It is. It's easy to get to, and it's a nice facility.
It is. It is. Plenty of parking.
Yeah.
Great place. So just save the date, Wednesday, May 18th at the Gamber Center, 9 to noon. More information to follow.
Right.
All right, so National Healthcare Decisions Day, and that is coming right up on April the 16th. So 1916. I just lost 100 years. Good.
No, we're not time traveling today. It's all that tax talk you guys just did. Your mind's befuddled with it. But no, yeah. This ties in well with taxes. That's part of the reason that April 16th is National Healthcare Decision Day. Put a copy of your durable power of attorney for healthcare with your tax return, and that way you're guaranteed every year you're going to lay eyes on it, and you'll take a moment to update it and make any changes that you need to.
You know what? That's a great idea.
I know. I love it.
See how you are. You have all this awesome recommendation and information here.
Yeah.
All right. So what does it mean? So what is this? So National Healthcare Decisions Day. What is that? What is this all about?
This is going back to us getting something we asked for, us being healthcare consumers, the population, the lay people.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 90s, we came along and there'd been two or three very high profile cases that had been somewhat tried, if you will, in the media with end of life care decision making coming up on fairly young people in some unusual circumstances, and there was family pitted against one another, and it was on Good Morning America and Nightline, and you had all of this media attention on it.
Now, are you talking, is one of them Terry Schiavo?
Yes.
Yeah.
And prior to that, go back to Nancy Cruzan.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Who,
yep.
She and her family are probably the ones, her sister and her sister's the attorney, are the ones that have done the most work, I would say, as setting the groundwork for safe passages and these mm-hmm. things. But basically what happened was a lot of people stepped back and said, holy cow, I never want my family in that situation.
That's right.
I don't want, you know, Good Morning America deciding how my healthcare decisions will or won't get made. And I don't want all of this intrusive invasiveness in my personal business. So they proposed and asked for legislation that was passed called the Patient Self-Determination Act. And what that means is that we have the right to choose whether or not we have any medical or surgical procedure. I have the right to decide if I want healthcare treatment or not. And the other piece to that was that I have the right to make advanced directives and to assign that decision-making power to someone to speak for me if I'm not able to speak for myself. So I can make some healthcare decisions based on what I believe might be health concerns I would have to deal with, have conversations with this person that I elect, and if I'm ever in a situation where I can't speak for myself, I have someone to step up and do that for me and make sure that what I would want done is taken care of. And it's not just about end-of-life decisions. I think that's one of the pieces that people miss on this. If you're 18 years of age or older, you're an adult, and you have to have this form. It's not a matter of having a life-limiting diagnosis and being in the last few weeks of life.
That's more of a hospice type of a situation
right.
you're describing.
Right.
It could be months or weeks, but it applies to all adults.
It does. And we're going to, of course, in hospice, have these conversations because people are living with life-limiting conditions and serious illness. So end of life is on the table for them. But if you take a look at just any adult, if you have even a scenario of, well, we've both have you've got kids younger than mine, but look at high school and college age kids. You have a child that goes to school out of state at college. Maybe they're in a motor vehicle accident or they get a horrible flu and end up with a pneumonia and they're in the hospital. And some type of medical record needs to be transmitted from their physician in Kansas City to whatever university that they're at out of state. If you have a durable power of attorney, you can see to it that those records get electronically transmitted down there in just a matter of a couple of phone calls.
Sure.
Without that piece of paper, that child is an adult over the age of 18, and without their authorization, those records may not be able to be released, and it can delay treatment considerably.
You know, one thing, and you talk about this isn't for someone in, you know, older or in a particular, like you said, you know, life-limiting illness, et cetera.
Right.
It dawned on me, we have triplet boys, and they were our second child.
Yeah.
But see, God had other plans. All right. So they ended up being children 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. And wow, I still don't know how that happened, but we won't go there. But anyway, but they just turned 14 this last week. So I we've known this for a while, but as you and I have talked about National Healthcare Decisions Day and we talk about the importance of all this, it kind of dawned on me that our boys will be 18 and they'll still be in high school.
Right.
Okay. And so then you take that a step further. I have a high school kid. They're still in high school.
Mm-hmm.
They live in our home. And God forbid, what if something happened to them? They're a high school kid and technically I would not be able to speak for them.
And you
want
to,
that freaks me out. It blows me away. So the day of their 18th birthday, it isn't going to be much celebrating until we go, we sit down, and we have these documents drafted.
And it's an easy, easy document to access. You can download it for free off of the internet. Just go to, you can go to the National Healthcare Decision Day website. You can go to the Center for Practical Bioethics. I recommend theirs because they have the workbook, Caring Conversations, that really helps a person think through any type of advanced care planning so that if they did have health concerns or health issues or are a individual that is concerned about some end-of-life issues, that if they have some lines in the sand, if you will, that they want to put on their document, they can. But even in this neck of the woods, Kansas and Missouri, click that button, print the form out for free. You need two witnesses. They need to be 18 years of age. You do not want your witnesses to be a healthcare provider or someone that would benefit from you financially if you were to die, just a generic witness, and then have it notarized. And in Kansas, you actually don't have to have these notarized. However, it's always going to stand up with more legal authority, and you can get that done for free at your bank.
Yeah.
One piece of paper doesn't cost you anything. Just get it done. And then do me a favor.
Yeah.
While I've got people's ear,
yeah.
Please don't put this in your safety deposit box or with your safe records. Unless you carry your bank around with you everywhere you go,
yeah.
There's no way for me to access this form if I should need it. So you want to have multiple copies of it. You want to give it to the doctor every time you go, to the hospital every time you go. And I know it's very frustrating because you keep thinking, my gosh, I've given it to him 4 other times. There's this elusive chart somewhere, and somehow we don't always seem to be able to get our hands on the things we need. So many copies, bring one every time you come. Make sure that your family members have copies of it. Put a copy in your glove box, because when you wreck your car, you'll bring your glove box with you.
Yep.
Even little things on your cell phone under ice in case of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how cool it would be if people put their durable power of attorney for healthcare?
You could put a web link on that and link it straight to a document or a PDF file, and boom, you've got it right there on your phone.
Exactly.
That's a fantastic idea.
And that way, if I found you, not only would I have access to your emergency contact, but I'd have the person who can authorize treatment and care.
Now, if it's an Apple phone, you're going to have a hard time getting in there.
That's right. I know. And we'll have to, you know, there'll be legal cases in the FBI. It's going
to
be a whole ordeal. But or we might be able to find a teenager to hack into it, but I'm not sure.
There we go. All right. Judy Wechter, registered nurse and community educator with Crossroads Hospice. We're talking about National Healthcare Decisions Day. It's coming right up on April the 16th. 2016, not 1916.
Exactly.
Instead of dropping an hour, gosh, I dropped 100 years. That was horrible. But anyway, coming right up, so we're going to discuss more about this important subject right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call the toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. Again, the toll-free number 1-800-331-6445. And also, don't forget to save the date. Wednesday, May the 18th from 9 to noon. It's over our next free educational event. Wednesday, May the 18th. That's at the Gamber Center over in Lee's Summit, and it's in the Shenandoah Room. Just get to the Gamber Center, and we'll get you in there. Free continental breakfast and registration at 8:30, so be sure to save the date. More information to follow. All right, back to my good friend Judy Wechter. She's a registered nurse and community educator with Crossroads Hospice. And just a quick mention, if you think that you can qualify for hospice services, even if you're not sure, call Crossroads, give them a call, and they can tell you if you do or not. If you do, these wonderful services are reimbursed and provided 100% by Medicare and most private health insurances. So why would you not call them if you could get this abundance of extra help and it's covered by your Medicare insurance? Call them at 816-333-9200. That's Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200. They provide excellent, I think it's the best hospice services in both in Kansas and Missouri and some other states as well. Obviously, we're here in Kansas and Missouri. So be sure to give them a call. So
thank you.
All right. And so, Judy, National Healthcare Decisions Day on April the 16th. It's just coming right up. And I love your kind of your tip or your suggestion. Just take a look at that every year when you're doing your taxes. Mm-hmm. Don't leave it in the safe deposit box because no one's going to find the darn thing.
Right.
Have multiple copies and take one with you every time you go to the hospital or for a minor surgery, to the doctors, wherever. I would love to create like some little credit card that had a chip with all of this vital information on it. We should do that.
I think that once you say it out loud, somebody takes the idea away from you. But I think we're probably not far from things like that.
I think that should happen.
Yeah. One of the things I want to mention about the form is it is optional to put your Social Security number on there. I don't recommend that.
Yeah.
Since it is optional, I'd leave it off. That's just asking for trouble if you really feel a need to have something in that line. Just a lot of X's in the last four digits is more than adequate.
That's a good idea. With all these idiots out there stealing identity and everything, that makes me sick to my stomach, and it's getting worse every day. That's a really good point as well.
And we don't want to take advantage of those that are vulnerable, and I really don't think you can be any more vulnerable than when you can't speak for yourself.
Right,
and
that's right.
These forms, you know, that's a point that people need to remember. We always make our own healthcare decisions. We're driving our own bus, so to speak. It's only if we couldn't do it for ourselves that this kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times that you might utilize it just because you feel that bad. I was in that situation with my parents as the DPOA for healthcare for them. And there were instances, especially with my mother, because she had a longer end of life episode. With her situation, there were times that she was so ill that she wasn't able to answer questions or sign forms or didn't feel well enough. We knew what we were going to do. We talked early. We talked often. We had a plan, and she was very comfortable to say, just, you know what we're doing, sign the forms and you take care of it. It allowed me to get her in and out of not just the acute care hospital through the ER, through admissions, but also to transfers to rehab, to set up home health, to set up hospice, to even get her records from one oncologist that had treated her 30 years earlier to bring to the new oncologist so that they could see what had been given previously, because that would impact what her treatment options would be now.
Well, and with the HIPAA restrictions and privacy, and look, when this started off, it was kind of new for everyone, but these things are strict.
Right.
And if a provider breaks the privacy, they could be fined a huge amount of money, lose license. It's a big deal. So, unless someone is really willing to kind of bend the rules, you're not authorized to make these decisions without this powerful attorney, this powerful document of your power of attorney for healthcare.
And every time we go to the doctor, we're being asked to sign off on a HIPAA notification.
Yeah.
So you know, unless we've been living under a rock, we probably ought to know about some of this stuff.
This is a big deal.
And I think that's where we need to put our emphasis, is on the fact that we asked for something for our own protection and privacy, and we did get it. But it gave a burden of responsibility to us, the healthcare consumer, that unfortunately we just haven't been very good about following through on. Only about a third of the population has a durable power of attorney for healthcare. And I really believe that from the conversations I have with people in the community and with healthcare providers, it's just a misunderstanding of what the form allows. For instance, you cannot be held responsible as the agent that makes the decisions for any of their bills or for the outcome of the procedures. It doesn't allow you to get mad at, you know, Aunt Edna and lock her up in a nursing home and take her house and her money.
Yeah.
It doesn't allow for any of those type
of
things.
Well, you're kind of crossing over into a power of attorney for financial decisions. Mm-hmm. That's a completely different animal, separate and apart. Now, with that being said, I got to thinking, some people have kind of combination documents that has the financial and the healthcare. I personally don't like them. I want those things very separate.
I do prefer that they're separate, and I'm actually not a big advocate of doing a lot of advanced directive and living will work, because I think all we really need is our durable power of attorney for healthcare. It is a minimum, but if we're having the conversations with our agent, the person who is going to be the decision maker, if we're not able to speak for ourselves, they have an idea of where to go, and we don't have to draw a line in the sand for everything. I don't know every conceivable medical event that I'm going to face.
Yeah.
So I'm not comfortable to say right now that I would never do this or I would never do that, because I might. My father had lung disease. In the early years, he'd been on and off the ventilator more than once for elective surgeries as well as for more serious interventions. In the beginning, that was fine, because it was realistic that there was a good chance that it was reversible and that he could be restored to a level of function that was comfortable.
Yep.
At the end, the ventilator became a line that we wouldn't cross. He knew that he wouldn't come off, and he didn't want to go back on.
Mm-hmm.
So a
ventilator used for the same person, two completely different scenarios.
Oh, and just a couple of years apart.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to have a whole new document every time saying, oh, we're going to do this or, oh, we're going to do that. We talked it through. We talked to the physician, and we made the best decision that we could based on the information that we had at the time, with our goal every time to restore to a level of function that allowed a quality of life that he was comfortable with. And that involved being able to communicate with others, being able to engage with others and participate in his care. Those were things that were important to him, even if he was debilitated and going to require assistance for things like bathing and hygiene and those type of things. But when it came down to actually saying, you know, I will never do chemotherapy, or I will never do a blood transfusion, if you have certain religious beliefs that would be supported by, then certainly I would want to put that on there. But for most of these general health care situations, you know what your risk factors are. Those are the things that you want to be most concerned about and have a plan for.
All right. And the other thing I think that would cause someone to hesitate is a lot of people may think that you have to see an attorney for this, and you can download this free of charge. I'll put a link at seniorcarelive.com under the resources. So, Judy Wechter with Crossroads Hospice, National Healthcare Decisions Day coming up on the 16th of April. Judy, thanks so much for all the great
Steve.
Information. All right. And to everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day with us listening to this program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.